This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Yep. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, really quick, if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Now is the time to book us, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. You can also jump on over to that of sonsoflibertymedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, friends. And when you jump over there, you will find our platform. We were deplatformed again last week, friends, because you are under attack like you've never been under attack before. Remember what George Washington said. He said, if your freedom of speech is taken away, you're going to be led as sheep to the slaughter. And it's exactly what's happening right now in America, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 13 to 15 articles combating the lies over there through the mainstream media. Check out the platform on the right side of the page, or you can join us on Genesis Communication Networks. We are the number one and number two show on 134 cities across the country out of 65 different show hosts. We appreciate that. We're also broadcasting live into that of 53 countries. And again, going back to sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe. sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe. And again, go to the right side of the page, join us on our platform, join us on Top Chat, or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Again, beforeitsnews.com, click onto the platform, join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in at any time, we're set up on Comrax right now. Please stick to the topic or add to the topic. If you want to contend for the faith, you can do that too. Go ahead and test your steel. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Okay? Now, friends, we follow the Christ here, just for the record. I've got a lot to cover, but the main topic's going to be what Americans tolerate through their politicians. What Americans tolerate their politicians to sow, you better understand as a nation, you're going to reap it. Let me say it again. What Americans tolerate their politicians to sow, you reap what you sow. America, you will reap it. What you tolerate them to sow, the little leaven that you allow them to leaven the lump up with, is going to leaven the whole lump unless you purge the lump. It's just that simple. Again, I'm talking about reformation. I'm not talking about revolution. Now, friends, without further ado here, what I'd like to do is I'd like to get over the topic of some of the things that are taking place in America today. We've just seen, just so you all understand where this is going, you heard the propagandist on the media outlets. You heard the commercials right before the show. You see, friends, how the waves are not being stopped. If you thought 2020 was bad, 2021 is going to get worse unless the American people stand up again concerning this propaganda And you can see how what they're doing is tightening the noose, friends. They're dismantling and they're re-engaging, friends. They're corralling the American people into a new system is what they're attempting to do. Let me say it again. They're corralling Americans into a new system of government, which is un-American, okay? And we better get a hold of what's going on here, friends, because the tsunami's right behind it. You can mark my words on it, and it is the judgments of God. Like it or lump it, it matters not. My message, again, is not gloom and doom, but we better get busy. Put that up against Deuteronomy 8:11, and you will understand completely also Deuteronomy 4. Read the whole chapter. It applies to who we are and what it is that we need to be, again, one nation under God in Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd all be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. We are by the power of the Holy One of Israel and kicking the hell out and getting the heaven in, because we understand here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. The church is called to be on the offensive, and remember the history of the church is God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for, 1 Timothy 6:12. In Minnesota, on Sons of Liberty Media.com, medical board is attempting to strip a doctor of his license over his support of families choosing legal vaccine exemption. Okay? Every state has them, by the way. Don't sit there and parrot what is not true. In every state of our union, in all 50 states in the United States of America, there is vaccine exemption. The government has no constitutional authority to come in and mandate anybody take a vaccine. Furthermore, God does. Read Leviticus 17:11, the life is in the blood. Also put that up against Leviticus 19:19 when you get a moment as well, friends. We're not to mix, okay? And the fact of the matter is Jesus Christ is the healer. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God is with him. That includes all manner of sickness. That includes him blowing grandma out of the grave, because he's the resurrection and the life. Amen. Church, can I get an amen? 86% of you listening to me right now, can I get an amen? Because that's really what this is about. Either he is who he says he is, or he's not. But I'm here to tell you that God is not a man that he should lie. Man is full of it, friends. God is not, in any sense of the word. So, with that said, friends, you need to understand that they're looking to assert parental rights in mandating vaccinations. You need to understand, America, what this is all about. It's about fighting off an invisible enemy, friends. Fighting off an invisible enemy as your rights are continuously stripped on a daily basis. And you can see that it's increasing more, not decreasing. It's increasing concerning their propaganda concerning this whole COVID-19 pandemic and to the extremes that they have brought this pandemic. So, with that said, friends, I wanted to let you know, again, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, the Minnesota Medical Board has targeted Dr. Bob Zajac and is attempting to restrict his medical license from practice entirely due to his support for families choosing their legal vaccine exemption option. Okay? Again, the burden of proof lies on them, friends, to prove their authority, their delegated authority, to attack the people that they're supposed to serve. This is a representative government. They don't have it. So what are they going to do? They're going to come in through totalitarian means, and it's exactly what they're doing. They're forcing compliance, and you better understand this is not going to go away soon, friends, anytime soon, until, again, the American people put these people on check, because they don't have the authority to do the things that the American people are allowing them to do. And to the 53 countries abroad that are listening to me in America, I got to tell you, what you're seeing right now is not the spirit of America in any sense of the word. Am I ashamed of Americans? I am of those that sit back and allow these things to take place, no doubt. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back on the other side.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Amen. Hey, folks, you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Guys down at Genesis Communication Networks, I appreciate you guys. You guys do a great job, and I just wanted to let you know and everybody else listening that you guys are doing a fantastic job. We appreciate you. I also appreciate my son on the other side producing the show here locally in the state of Minnesota. We're supposed to get more snow, by the way, so that adds to Minnesota. Get it? Ooh, that was really bad, wasn't it? If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Want to hit one more topic before we hit our main topic here, friends? Insanity. Excited, listen carefully, friends. Excited healthcare worker dies after a second COVID-19 vaccine. You know what his wife said? He would do it all over again. And he would want everybody to get their vaccinations. I'm not making this up. This is insanity. Zook's wife said her husband was a proponent of the vaccine and that she does not blame any pharmaceutical company. He believed in vaccines. I'm sure he would take the vaccine again and he'd want the public to take it, she said. You know what the doctor said, friends, after he died? There's an investigation pending concerning the cause of death. He was a healthy health worker. There's an investigation pending concerning the cause of death. This is what they want, America. They want you to play stupid with them. Again, this is insanity. I want you to listen to this report. This is the excited healthcare worker. By the way, why was he excited? Because he got paid to take the vaccination. Okay? He got paid to take the vaccination. Excited healthcare worker dies after second COVID-19 vaccine. Wife says he would do it all over again. Listen to this, friends. And by the way, I want to say this first and foremost. I'm truly sorry for the loss of this health worker. I truly am. But you know what? We have enough information out there, friends, to understand what's taking place, and the insanity needs to stop. Listen to this.
It is, Christine. Alex, the family is in shock. They really don't have answers as to what happened to their loved one. They tell me he was healthy, he was fine, until he took the second dose of the Pfizer vaccine.
I can't describe the pain that we're all experiencing. It's just, I don't wish it on anyone, right? And he was such a good person.
I had no clue I was going to lose my dad.
The Zook family is devastated. Kyle lost his dad, and Rochelle lost her husband of 37 years. Tim Zook was 60 years old. He worked as an X-ray technologist in Santa Ana. As a healthcare worker, he was excited to finally have protection against coronavirus. This was his last Facebook post. He wrote, "Never been so excited to get a shot before. I am now fully vaccinated after receiving my second Pfizer dose." But just 2 hours after getting the vaccine, Tim started having abdominal pain, and suddenly breathing was a struggle. It was all downhill from there.
And the doctors believe that his body reacted to something.
Something.
After he took the vaccine.
After he took the vaccine.
An inflammatory reaction.
His body reacted to something, she said.
That's the body trying to figure out what's going on and protect itself. But it was so
intense
that it started attacking major organs.
And it started attacking major organs, but she didn't know the cause of it, friends.
Spiraled. And it took his life in 4 days.
Took his life in 4 days, and she said he would do it all over again.
Death is inconclusive.
This is insane.
But further testing will be conducted. Despite their tremendous loss, the Zook family believes people should be vaccinated.
But the message is, take the vaccine, because it is far more greater to die from COVID than to die from a result of a vaccine.
And not true at all. Not true at all, friends. 99.75% recovery rate. You can't make this up, folks. It was caused from something. He just took his vaccination. It was caused from something, this lady said. But you still need to take your vaccines. Oh, he would do it all over again. I highly doubt if he lost his ability to breathe that he would take it again. Folks, prevention is better than cure. See, this is what happens when you take down the warning signs, Psalm 19:11. The Bible says, "By them thy servant is warned." What's terrible about all of this, friends, even when you go on the black box on these vaccinations, there's over 400 adverse side effects. And yet the people still, I'm so excited to take my vaccination. And I asked you this last week, friends, and I'm going to ask you again. A 60-year-old man saying that he's excited to take a vaccination. Have you ever, in all of your life, ever met anybody that said they were excited about having a needle jammed into their backside or into their shoulder? Or your stomach? Ever? No. This is what the mainstream media is continuously promulgating. This is what they're inundating the American people with. Regardless of the facts, the media still keeps pushing their propaganda on the American people through totalitarian means. Okay? Look what's happening across the boards, friends. We just got back from Michigan and Tennessee last week, preaching. Packed churches 4 times. If you preach, they will come. When we were in Illinois, we started seeing signs on federal buildings. Masks are mandated. Remember how it started out? It started out with required. Now they're being mandated. This is how it happens. This is how it happens. It happens incrementally, friends. Little by little, as the people give up their rights that they're not worthy of holding if they're not willing to fight for them. But it's interesting, little by little, your rights are being stripped away from you, America. Regardless of the federal government and federal judges that have told you already that what they're trying to mandate is completely unconstitutional. It's a violation of the 14th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. And a little common sense comes into play here. Okay? But folks, we have people now saying that they're excited to get their vaccination. Soon thereafter, they die. They say they don't know from what. Okay, are we going to sit here and play stupid with those that mean to rule the roost here? Again, friends, keep in mind, we have the unqualified, the unelected, and the unlicensed setting the narrative on a global basis, combating anybody, namely the qualified, licensed doctors that are telling us the exact opposite as what the mainstream media continuously inundates us with. They're constantly selling us the virus, and they're constantly now beginning to force the vaccine. And we're seeing this little by little, by little by little. I had a caller in from Oklahoma just the other day, and he told me that there was over 500 bills coming through that were basically going to force the American people and usurping parental rights concerning their children. And the list went on and on and on and on. And I asked him the question, and I laid this question to your candor as well. Does this sound like American government to you? Does this sound like our representative government to you? Does this sound like these said representatives work for we the people to justify passing bills by force against the people that they're supposed to represent? Is that servitude, friends, or are they acting like that they are the employer? They've got their roles backwards. And here's another question. Who in their right mind in this country would sit back and say what's happening right now is okay? Isn't it interesting that we heard during the break an individual that said he was going to stand up concerning what's going on? He was an attorney. And notice what they did. They're going to check his record to see if he's got a drug record, if he's got a mental illness record, so on and so forth. Friends, they're incriminating. They're attempting to incriminate the people that are telling you the truth of the matter, namely those that are exposing these people for who they are and what it is that they mean to do. I shared with you last week, friends, Maya Hahn. She's a pharmaceutical whistleblower out of Michigan, who told us that the death rolls are coming in, but the mainstream media is censoring it from the American people because they don't want to see how many people are dying from the vaccinations. I'm just conveying to you what the professionals are telling you, friends. I'm conveying to you what the doctors are trying to get out to the American people, but for some reason or another, friends, we're being censored for that. Do you understand the times? Do you understand, like the sons of Issachar knew the times? Do you understand how dangerous the times are right now, friends? That if you just sit back and wait for them to do more, you can rest assured it's exactly what they're going to do. It's exactly what they're going to do. Which, by the way, is a perfect segue into the topic of the show today. What Americans tolerate their politicians to sow, America, listen to me carefully, 53 countries, listen to me carefully, because it applies to all of us, we will all reap what we allow them to sow. We will all, as a nation, reap what we allow them to sow. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. For if a man sows to the flesh, he's going to reap of the flesh corruption. He who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Which one do you so choose? Put that up against Galatians 6:7 and Deuteronomy 30:19. We're going to come back and we're going to hit this topic. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, is touting the success of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine in a new interview with the New York Press Club. He said that the new vaccine is great for a number of reasons.
From a practical standpoint, from what you want to do to keep people out of the hospital, this is value added. Number one, it's a single dose, much more convenient. It doesn't require a very stringent cold chain. You can just keep it in a refrigerator. It's relatively cheap, and the company can make billions of doses, so it will have value.
Forecasters say it's possible a major snowstorm could be striking the mid-Atlantic and Northeast. They say blizzard conditions and gusty winds could cause power outages as the week begins. This is USA Radio News. Republican support for a conviction of former President Trump at his upcoming impeachment trial could be fading. But Maryland Democrat Ben Cardin says the chamber has a responsibility to fulfill.
After that January 6th insurrection against our nation, Democrats and Republicans were committed to hold everyone responsible that had anything to do with that insurrection, whether it was the President of the United States or those who marched into the Capitol.
Opening arguments in the impeachment trial are scheduled for the second week of February. Two members of the Proud Boys and two Pennsylvania women have been indicted on charges tied to the deadly attack at the U.S. Capitol on January 6. The Department of Justice announced the charges against Dominic Pezzola and William Pepe. Pezzola has been seen in a viral video smashing a window at the Capitol, according to the indictment. Don Bancroft, who was arrested, posted a video saying, "We were looking for Nancy to shoot her in the friggin' brain, but we didn't find her." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Okay, so I want you to think about what we just heard again, and we're shooting from the hip, making applicable the Word of God to every issue we deal with in this country, because therein lies the resolve if we're willing to stand up and right the wrongs. Okay, so we just heard some individuals that were walking around saying that they were looking for Nancy Pelosi to shoot her in the brain, is what they said. What about the other 999,000 people that were there magnifying the laws against the crimes of Nancy Pelosi? How come that's not the message? I mean, how many times has Nancy Pelosi lied to the American people? How many times has she been busted in scandal after scandal, lie after lie? But somehow or another, the American people are drinking the Kool-Aid that somehow or another, Nancy Pelosi is the victim here. Really? Is that the message the mainstream media is giving you? Absolutely not. No. The message is this. Donald Trump, okay, is under attack by the powers that are tolerated that he failed to prosecute. Just for the record, he did not drain the swamp one time. He did just the exact opposite. But the American people have been led to believe that Donald Trump is under attack. Donald Trump told you, America, it's not me they're after, it's you they're after. This whole smoke and mirrors concerning this, well, impeachment, folks, he's not there anymore. This is a distraction, nothing more, nothing less. The impeachment is nothing less than psychological manipulation aimed at the American people that if you stand up and you're willing to do the right thing, this is what they're going to do to you too. They're browbeating you into submission. This is not aimed at Donald Trump. This is aimed at you, America. That's what this is. And again, this is just as simple to see as can be. What is their message? If you dare stand up, you 330 million people, and right the wrongs in dealing these said politicians, which, by the way, if you look at the U.S. Constitution, especially for you new viewers or listeners, you can clearly see that we have provision in the U.S. Constitution to impeach and to prosecute. If you'd like to see that, you can go to Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. See, they're getting afraid. Okay? They're getting afraid that the American people are at their end wits with their crime sprees that have been going on in this country for decades. They're getting afraid, America. This is all psychological manipulation. Okay? Got a question for you. Why haven't these agencies in federal government, how come they haven't already indicted each one of these criminal politicians? How come they're indicting other people, namely these paid protesters and these paid provocateurs, these modern-day brown shirts? Because you can rest assured, friends, that's exactly what this is. This is a staged event from start to finish, and it's aimed at the American people. If you would like to counter what I have to say, you'd like to add to what I'm having to say here, 1-866-582-9933. Set me straight. I want to be set straight, because this is nothing but propaganda. One other thing that you heard during the break, friends, you heard the mainstream media basically touts the horn of that of criminal Anthony Fauci, a repeat criminal. Remember I shared with you over the last couple weeks, friends, 10 years ago, the same players, the same actors, and the same script was being played out 10 years ago in America trying to create a pandemic. And what happened? The American people threw it off. Same actors, Anthony Fauci, same script. When are you going to figure out how this goes, friends? When are you going to figure out how the game's being played? Because you're the ones that are on the board that they're moving step by step. And what did they do? They promoted Anthony Fauci as if to suggest he's America's doctor. I'm here to tell you, friends, that there's doctors in the tens and hundreds of thousands that are here to tell you otherwise concerning Anthony Fauci. Okay? Keep in mind he's on Bill Gates' board. Keep in mind as to who he is subservient to, friends, because, again, it's not the American people. This is criminal, what's taking place in this country. Nothing short of it in any sense of the word. I'm going to take Zach from Illinois. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. What say you, my Hello. Friend? Hello, Zach.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Zach.
Hey, man, I just wanted to say thanks so much for all that you've done thus far and let you know that while the numbers on YouTube might not look quite where they should be, there's plenty of us out here that have deleted everything from Google, from that company, and we all really appreciate you.
Okay, well, I appreciate that too, but I do want to let you know I'm on several platforms, and just for the record, I had 17,000 people watching me yesterday, so I don't know what platform you're on right now. See, the problem they're having, Zach, is people like me standing up and telling the truth, speaking the words to conscience, which means with knowledge. See, I'm a lightning rod, and what they keep doing is they keep following me and tracking me, and what they're doing is they're deplatforming me, and then when we put up another one, like, 2 weeks ago, we put up Vimeo. You know how many viewers we had the first show? 34,000 people. So you must be on a different platform, and I think people are constantly trying to find us. And I'm not saying that to give myself accolade, but there is a reason that we're the number one and number two show in 134 cities across the country out of 65 different show hosts. So I'm not saying that for any other reason other than the fact that people are listening and people are awake, and this is exactly why they keep attempting to and deplatforming this ministry, is because they're afraid that you're going to get a hold of the facts. And that's just exactly what they don't want you to get a hold of. So thank you for the phone call. I appreciate it, Zach from Illinois. If you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, here it is. If you allow corrupt politicians to sow seeds in this country, you tolerate their crimes to sow corrupt seeds in America, you're going to reap the harvest. Yesterday, we took the time to show you Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and Joe Biden, how they have zero support, but the mainstream media and the useful idiots continuously prop up the lie that they have the support of the massive amounts of people in favor of what they're doing. Well, I'm here to tell you, number one, we're not a democracy. We're a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4, U.S. Constitution. I'm also here to tell you that I can have 99.9% of the population in this country do the wrong thing. And by the grace of God, I'm going to stand here all by myself and continuously do that which is pleasing to the Lord. Because I'm not here to please men, I'm here to please God. And by the grace of God, like Martin Luther said, God help me, I'm not moving in Jesus' name. Okay? So, again, I want people to understand that regardless if all the people stood against the right, I would still stand in the right. I'm a Christocrat, number one, okay? I also want to let you know that less than 1.7% of the population is being used to deceive you into believing that everybody's just going along with what they're promulgating. They are lying to you, John 8:44. There's no truth in these devils, okay? And you hear it constantly during the breaks, okay? 1.7% of the population. You know what's interesting? How many people are being moved by fear right now? Being moved by fear, and I'm talking about the fear of consequence, the fear of corruption. They're not moved by the fear of God. No, they're moved, which is diabolical in the sense of they're not moved by the fear of God, which is filial. They're moved by a diabolical fear. It's a tormenting fear. If you are in the spirit, just for the record, if you're in the spirit, you are working to bring about the answers. Okay, that's the fear of the Lord. If you are in the flesh, you are succumbing to that fear. Let me say it again. If you are in the Spirit of God by the Holy Ghost, you are working to bring about the resolve. Put that up against Isaiah 58, verse 12. Cross-check everything I'm telling you. But if you're in the flesh, you are succumbing to the fear of consequence. You're succumbing to the fear of consequence. And the Bible is clear that it brings about a snare. And let me remind you again, you know, it's interesting how men, what they do is they praise the dead prophets, but they persecute the living ones, right? They'll read books of the likes of Dietrich Bonhoeffer, but they don't understand that Dietrich Bonhoeffer was not moved by the fear of consequence. He was moved by the fear of God to confront the tyrant of the day. And that was, in his time, Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich. It's the same thing you're up against here, America. Just different players, that's all. Different devils, that's all. Okay? Remember, Dietrich Bonhoeffer's the guy that said, those that fear the face of God, they don't fear the face of man. But those that fear the face of man, they don't fear the face of God. And I can tell you what fear you have operating in your life. The fear of circumstance and the fear of men. The Bible tells us that the wicked flee, terror-stricken. They flee when none pursueth. Right? But what does he say about, in Proverbs 28, what does he say about the righteous? He makes them bold as lions. And what does that mean? Forward to danger. The church is called, like that of Eleazar, the son of Dodo, is to take up their spiritual sword, Ephesians 6:12, down through the rest of the chapter, friends. And I'm talking about the armor there. And it's interesting how he took the sword and he went after the Philistines. And what did the rest of the church do? Well, they tucked-tailed and they capitulated in the day of battle. Put that up against Psalm 78, verse 9. That's not the church. That's a lack of Christianity for the record. Okay? Now, going back to my point here, friends, the mainstream media would have you believe that everybody's going along with the agenda. It's not true at all. They want you to believe everybody's going along with the agenda. And what they're doing is this fascist state government is now using big corporations to enforce that which is unconstitutional at the government level. Anybody seeing this? Because this is, in fact, what's happening today. See, the new, when you go into stores now, big corporations, it's interesting. Now, most people have to go into big corporations now, big stores now. Why? Because the governors in prospective states across the United States came in with their unconstitutional executive orders, and they told those businesses, you better shut down or else. And then what they did is they came behind it and took your money and said, we'll give you money to go ahead and start attacking your customer base. And it's exactly what they've done. One more point I want to make before we get over to this topic again. Did you know that billionaires on a global basis have increased their wealth 27% since the beginning of this pandemic? Who's making gain off this pandemic, friends?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I can say this. I think the truth is probably the most inspiring thing. And I think we need to get a lot more people under his belt, definitely. I just heard about Bradley an hour before I came here, and I respect every word he said. I stand behind this guy 100%.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Now, keep in mind, I have you for 2 hours today, okay? If you want to call in, please do stick to the topic. I seen somebody up there just a moment ago, and you fell off. You were calling from Florida, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, again, I'm putting to you right now, what the American people, what people in other countries allow their politicians to sow, that nation will reap. Okay? I got a question for you really quick, because if we look at what's going on in America, what was the fruit of the Clintons? Okay? What was the fruit of the Obamas? Okay? What was the fruit of Donald Trump? Okay? And I'm not talking about what he said. I'm talking about the fruit that he bore on his tree. That's what I'm talking about. Judge them by their fruit. Matthew 7:16. What do you suppose the fruit of Joe Biden's going to be? Especially all the while knowing that he's guilty of the act of treason. We know he's a pedophile. We know he's been busted in scandal. He's a liar. Call him Creepy Joe around here, folks. What do you suppose if the American people allow an individual that's responsible for treason, said Donald Trump over and over on the presidential campaign trail, right? But failed to prosecute him. Article 2, Section 3. What do you suppose the fruit of that administration is going to be? America, do you understand that you're just sitting there like a bunch of sitting ducks waiting to be shot at? Come on. Common sense comes into play. If you're in the military and your head is above the brow of the hill and it's being shot at, it means you move down and move over and you respond to the attack lawfully. But not in America. Nope. They're just sitting down as sitting ducks waiting for them to be assailed again, and rest assured you're going to be shot at again and again. You, folks, you're soft judges, man. I'm telling you. Soft judges produce hardened criminals. I just seen another caller come up. I don't know if something's going on with Comrex. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Let me start this off. Why is it tolerance is being taught to the American people? Tolerance. You know what tolerance is? Indulgence by not preventing, not prohibited, allowing, and not restraining. This is how they started the attacks off. Come on, you just need to be a little more tolerant. Just pull down that law just a little bit so we can go through. Well, when that didn't work, then all of a sudden they began to attack as they played the victims through totalitarian methods. Am I right or am I wrong? It started out with tolerance. In other words, what they're trying to teach people is do what you want to do, confusing the American people with what liberty actually is. And they want to put licentiousness in the place of true liberty. Okay? Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. Period. Okay? Nothing more, nothing less. So, we're being taught tolerance. This was back in the early 2000s. Now we're seeing totalitarian methods being used against the people. Let me ask you a question. When I do events all over the country, I ask people what real love is, because the Bible's clear. It says, you know, faithful are the wounds of a friend, kisses of an enemy are deceitful. The Bible's clear. It says, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. The Bible's clear. It says, let love be without dissimulation, a false covering. Let love be not be feigned, which means a counterfeit love. But Americans have taken on this false love like that's the new thing to do. And that's just acceptance of everything. Wait a second. What's the fulfilling of the law? Love. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Period. You know, there's a true story told out on the West Coast where they noticed that these cars would go over the end of the cliff and crash at the bottom to their own destruction. Why? Because the older generation lowered the warning signs, right? The Ten Commandments. That's why you have man's 10,000 commandments today. You want to get rid of man's 10,000 commandments? Get back to God's Ten Commandments, right? Christ fulfilled that law. He didn't abrogate it. Just keep that in mind. You know what the older generation did when they noticed that cars were going over the end of the cliff and crashing at the bottom to their own destruction? They said, we need to put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain. It's exactly the mindset that the American people have taken on. When I asked the young people across the country, I asked them the question, which one's love? The one that gets up in your face and warns you before you go over the cliff and crash at the bottom to your own destruction? Or if I just stand back and just say, hey, how's it going? And smile on them as you're waving at them as they're going over the end of the cliff. They say the first one. It's crazy how the younger generation understands what real love is. Love warns. Love warns. Put that up against 2 Timothy 3:16. All scriptures given by the inspiration of God for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. What is it that we don't see in the church today? Just what I just got done saying. You know, I want you to think about this. Charles Spurgeon rightly said, if you lower the law, God's law, you dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. Okay? See, the danger of taking down the warning signs, the law, it turns lawbreakers into sick people. Or it creates bureaucracies, like we're seeing today. Then you have something called anarchy, which it leads into, and it's what we're seeing today. This, by the way, the generation of anarchists in America today is the fruit of the generations over the last six decades. That's a fact. Luke 7:35, put it up against that. Wisdom is justified by our children. Did you know that John Adams said we have no government armed with power capable of contending with human passions, unbridled by Christianity? I mean, what would you think if I said, let's take down the stop signs, the green, yellow, red signs, the speed limit signs, the one-way signs, the exit signs, so on and so forth? You would say I was crazy. But this is what the church in America has done. Okay. How would these sports be played? For example, hockey without a referee, football without a referee, baseball without a referee, boxing without a referee. Again, you would say I was crazy. Well, without a referee, who enforces the law of the game? Do you understand? I'm making this applicable metaphorically to what's going on in America today concerning government and the church. In your country. Now, as a paradox as it may seem, where the laws are enforced, you have a perfect flow of liberty. Everybody with me? Well, some people call doing what they do liberty. Do you know that it was Robert Winthrop that said, if you will not be ruled by a word, by the word, you will be ruled by the bayonet? I want to say it again. If you will not be ruled by the word of God, you will be ruled by the bayonet. Okay, now getting to reaping and sowing, which I'm going to bring to my main topic, right? You ever heard of what goes around comes around, or you reap what you sow? Yep. If I take a kernel of wheat and plant it into the soil of the ground, what will it reproduce? It's going to reproduce after its own kind. Is that true? Yes, it is. So it is. You cannot sow bad seeds into your life and expect good things to come out of it. But this is what some people do in this country today. When I'm talking to the young people, I say this is what we call being stuck on stupid. So, what it comes to is this. You reap what you sow. Right? There was a true story told of how two men went duck hunting 2 weeks before duck hunting season opened. They brought with them a brand new truck, a retriever, a little dog, we all have them, and a couple sticks of dynamite. When they got out to the lake, they noticed that they had a little bit of a problem because the lake was completely frozen over. One of them had a good idea. What he would do is go back to his brand new truck, grab a stick of dynamite, go back to the lake, throw it as far as he possibly could to the center of the lake, blow a hole so they could now put down their little decoys, their fake ducks. And as all the ducks would descend, they would then have a heyday shooting at all of the little ducks. So this is what they did. The one that threw the stick of dynamite had a problem. As he threw the dynamite, he noticed that his little retriever ran after the stick of dynamite, put it in his mouth, and as faithful as that little retriever was, we all have them, you know, he started to run back to his owner. The owner freaked out, and in fear of his own life, he ran over to the brand new truck, grabbed his shotgun, and started to shoot at, guess what, his little retriever. We all have them. After shooting at the retriever was scared away, and as he was scared away, the retriever ran under, guess what, friends, the brand new truck. Guess what blew up? You got it. The brand new truck, along with his faithful retriever. See, friends, the very experience, or evidence, I'm sorry, of his guilt blew right up in his face. The men were charged for breaking the law. So it is when we tolerate it on a personal level, a local level, a statewide level, and a federal level. And I'm talking about not only just the church, first and foremost, the responsible party, but also the responsible party in government. What happens when we allow politicians to sow corrupt seeds? It doesn't turn out very well, does it? And again, I just ask you the question, what was the fruit of the Clintons? I'm going to show you during the second hour. What was the fruit of the Obamas? I'm going to show you the second hour. What was the fruit of Donald Trump? I'm going to show you the second hour. What is going to be the fruit of Joe Biden, knowing all the well that he's committed the act of treason, that he's a pedophile? Friends, you can only imagine what's going to happen, but I can tell you already, whatever you allow him to sow, this country is going to reap. Galatians 6:7. Hour 2 coming up, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe, beforeitsnews.com, subscribe on sonsoflibertymedia.com, join us on the live platform. Hour 2 coming up, I'll take your phone call, Judy from Missouri, in just a moment.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.